the surrounding area.
We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Chatting here today with Raleigh County Commissioner Marvin Rodriguez and Emergency Management Director Pat Collins here. We're talking a little bit about the levels at Tuttle Creek and kind of, you know, as that water level rises here, maybe having people come, you know, put together some sort of an action plan here.
Well, I think that's it. We were just talking during the break. One of the things that we keep trying to reinforce people to do is to pick some kind of a trigger that helps you, and when it gets to that trigger, you know, I'm thinking 1128, 1130, something like that for the dam. If you live below the dam and you're in that floodplain area, start looking at areas where you can relocate your critical documents, your irreplaceable items, and when you do that, look at places that are outside of floodplains. 93, we had people that moved out of certain areas, moved their belongings to a storage unit that was actually in the floodplain, and it got flooded again. So you want to be careful where you put it. Make friends with people on hills and stuff like that, I guess. But the key is try to plan ahead for relocating that. Find people with trailers, things like that. I'm not saying it's going to flood, but that's part of the preparedness part of this is have an idea when you get your plan together, when you implement your plan or implement part of your plan.
We do have a phone call. And good morning. You're on K-Man's In Focus.
Thank you for having the county so well built that we can sustain those kinds of disaster events as compared to the little paces together counties. But as far as preparation for a disaster, you know, with MBATH here, and someday they're going to have an accident and their contaminated people will be set out there in the warehouse. They talk about the transition area. Have you guys talked about not taking their contaminated people over to our little first aid station at Via Christi and instead taking them out to the military secure hospital at Fort Riley? And not, of course, our first responders will be at risk and our ambulances and everything, but maybe we need to have a discussion about that. Thank you.
I can't share our plans in detail, but I know the Via Christi, Raleigh County EMS, Manhattan Fire Department, Raleigh County Emergency Management, Fort Riley, there's a group of us that have met several times with the MBATH people about setting up decontamination areas, both leaving the facility and getting to other facilities. It's not just the Via Christi. There's a multitude of things that go on, and we actually meet with the surrounding counties too, because you know, with the livestock we have around here and the possibility of somehow that one of these agents getting out, live agents getting out to an area, or it bringing brought into there and then coming back over and trying to get into MBATH. You know, there's lots of stuff that happened, and there's some great planners up there at MBATH right now, and I think before they get live agents there, there'll be a lot more discussions about just exactly what you're talking about.
All right. Thank you for the call, and that's a subject that gets brought up quite a bit here on the show here. But emergency planning, it's always important here, no matter what. If it's a disaster, if it's weather related, I mean, having a plan is so crucial here for anybody.
Well, the idea is knowing what you've got and what's critical to you and where you can go to either get help or relocate, time factor. We're going through a process right now at the county. It's called COOP planning. So every department, if their part of the building was, if they were unable to use that, hey, where can we relocate? Where can we get resources? So everybody needs to do their own continuity of operations planning within their own house or household or business.
We have another call. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on In Focus with some county guys today.
Yeah, good morning. Todd, I think about 10 years ago, or maybe not quite that long, I posed a question to the fire chief, maybe your department, and I said if we had the disaster that puts the stuff out of NBAF and puts all the monkeys on the street, who's in charge? No one would take credit. So I just wondering, who's in charge now? I mean, when the big deal hits, sometimes you can call City Hall and call the county, can't talk to anybody because they're not there. So who is going to be the main person that takes command?
Paul, foreign animal disease event, it's probably going to be the federal government. That's the way the Department of Ag plan is set up. That doesn't mean they'll be telling our people what to do, but it'll be a federal disaster, and so the FBI, the Department of Ag, Homeland Security, all those people will be coming in and monitoring the system and managing the incident. Now, if it's a local disaster, we have our emergency operations staff that includes city, county, school district, Westar, Kansas Gas. We have a lot of people and we have a consolidated effort to manage that in the emergency operations center and we make those recommendations or we make those actions all based on what the policies are from the county commission and that's in our emergency operations plan.
We've had an awful lot to talk about today, haven't we, gentlemen?
You bet.
It is. Ma'am.
And I know that this is one of the things that Pat, that the background that you have, you know, with going way back before 1993, and you know, we've got a lot of the leadership in the community. You know, I'm thinking Ron Fear that had those shared experiences. I'm going to throw my name in there too because I still have nightmares, but it's comforting to know that this is not your first rodeo. That the potential for something like that with regard to Tuttle Creek, what the potential is, but making sure that we have a cool, calm, collected strategy for residents, not only in Riley County, but throughout the region, that if it does get worse and there is a significant release of water, that preparations, we've gone through it once before, and certainly it's been 26 years, but that's got to be a valuable experience to bank on.
Well, and I know sometimes at different meetings I've sounded kind of laissez-faire when talking about this, but I have a deep trust in the people of Manhattan and Riley County that they're going to protect themselves. We can notify them, we can give them information, we can help them plan. But as far as having enough people to go out and actually physically remove people from every structure, it we don't have that. So people have to take care of themselves.
Well, and hopefully, this is giving them a little bit more advanced opportunity to plan. And that's one of the things that you had said, especially when, if we continue to see some of those water levels go up.
Yep.
Good job this morning, guys. Thanks.
Thanks. Pleasure being here.
Thank you.
All right, Pat Collins, Marvin Rodriguez, our guests here today. Tomorrow on In Focus, it'll be Education Day. We'll be talking with USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Public Schools and Manhattan Christian College.
Clark Howard Show on the other side of CBS News, followed by Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, The Game this afternoon, and Royals on the radio beginning at 6:30. Royals open a series at home against the Texas Rangers. It's 10 o'clock at KMAN. Good morning.